Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Thank you for tuning in. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 6:30 on the AM dial, coming out of Spokane, and also our live streaming. This is the morning commute here on Liberty Broadcasting. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Yep. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we're going to do that with get into that with the word of the day. Kind of excited about that. And we're coming off of a really great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This
oh,
was
boy.
A great weekend. We've got to work with some patriot groups, teaching some communications, kind of a communications, not really a workshop, kind of a seminar. That was great Friday.
Yep. Good turnout.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep. Let's see. Saturday was the Spaghetti Feed fundraiser for the Northwest Patriots Motorcycle Club in Coeur d'Alene.
Yep.
With me, you, and Matt Shea speaking.
Yep.
Redoubt News was there. They're putting those speeches up on Redoubt News. So we're looking forward to that. We've got some follow-up to do with that, or that we've done, actually.
That's right.
And by the way, it's really great to meet some of you guys that were able to come out and meet us and come up and introduce yourselves. We always enjoy
yep.
that.
Saw that a lot was, of that was really cool.
Yeah. And saw a lot of familiar faces. A lot of Amaron operators were there.
Yep.
Yep. And we did not ride our motorcycles in.
We didn't because our driveway is in no condition. It's very long and it's in no condition to get a motorcycle out right now.
Right. It is. It's kind of a, you know, it's like mud fest up here, you know, so up at the ranch. But we could have trailered them, but it was a time issue for the logistics of loading them up in the trailer, you know, trailering them to somewhere, town, and then rolling them out. And we just had too much going on. So. Well, we do appreciate the Patriots who did ride. It was nice. It was in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. It was a great day for
lots
that.
Of great vendors set up outside. We didn't even get to see them all, just some of them. Wow, it was just...
It was fun. I had a really good time.
Yeah.
And all three of us, kind of, we all have kind of the same core opinion about everything. And
right.
And what was really great about that was each of our speeches were entirely different, but they were all complimentary. And so,
yep.
it was a good thing to do. And of course we brought the word of the Lord into that
That's
biker
right.
bar and
yeah,
but, you know, it was kind of,
there was lots of folks when we were saying
chuckle moment.
Yeah. When we say, hey, the Lord, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We had a lot of applause.
Yeah.
There was some squirming
yeah.
and some shifting and, looking down at the ground and,
yeah.
and stuff like that going on too, but it was great. It's okay.
It was cool because I mean, all of those people that were there are patriots, and what do patriots
yeah.
love? Even if those patriots are not Christian, what do they love? They love freedom, and so
That's right.
I kind of described how God provides the most freedom through His divine structure and divine
right.
order of
right.
society through all His laws and how our Constitution is based on His laws, the Mosaic laws. In fact, all laws of the whole earth are based on Mosaic law and all go back to the Ten Commandments. And so that is the divine order of law
right.
throughout
just the,
our,
the foundational,
throughout our
the
nation.
Root of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And to follow that and keep that in order allows the American people the most possible freedom.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. I'll tell you what, for folks that are they're concerned about Christians having an influence over our laws and our country, this country is what it is, the freedom that we have, the prosperity that we have because of those Christian roots.
Exactly.
I mean, you can say, oh, I'm not comfortable with the religious thing. It's not for me. And oh, that's fine. But if you want it to go away, if you want the Christian component to go away because you're not comfortable with it, there's no such thing as a vacuum in nature. Something's going to fill it.
That's right.
Right. And, so and the alternatives that they are trying to replace Christianity with
worse.
Are the opposite of freedom.
Yep.
They're the opposite of under communism or fascism, socialism, any other of the other isms or Sharia law. Those are the alternatives.
Right.
That are out there, aside from a Christian, biblical, you know, Mosaic law, foundational system of governance, that was designed under very godly, learned men who understood all of they had such a great grasp on the various different types of governance systems.
Right.
They were wise to see that a republic was the only form of government that a Christian nation could operate under and maintain those freedoms of
right.
individual rights, property rights, and the freedom to worship and have representation. You know, they clearly identified democracies as one of the most self-destructive types of government systems.
Right.
And
a good point along that line is that in kind of more of a micro scale, you can look at the family. And having a few rules and a few laws that a family follows will provide a very secure, very safe, very stable and productive, healthy family.
Yeah.
Whereas some other families that maybe don't have any of these types of rules or borders or outlines, you know,
or no authority.
No authority, no
adherence to
no
authority.
Correct authority structure.
Right.
Their families are out of control. Their kids are having problems. There's chaotic issues constantly. Their lives end up being difficult. They have more problems out there than a family that has these few rules that they follow and they adhere to.
And there's a word for that. Dysfunction.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's a dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
And the family being the nuclear of a nation. I mean, is the smallest cell, you know,
right.
in a nation. The smallest form of governance.
Yep.
You know, and as you grow out from there, you have, you know, communities, you have towns, you have counties, states, and your nation. So when your families are dysfunctional, I mean, essentially what we have now, even at the federal level, is a dysfunctional family, dysfunctional system of governance.
Right.
That is destructive. It's
right.
self-destructive. And Thomas Jefferson had something to say about governments that are destructive to these ends, you
right.
know, to secure freedoms.
Well, and last week we talked a little bit about how the Bible offers a few commandments, right? A few commandments, a few laws that you have to follow. And a lot of people reject those laws because they say, oh, I'm not going to adhere to any of that. That's too much, you know? And then they turn right around and embrace the enemy that has a 50,000 regulations and laws for
right.
them to follow.
Yeah.
And takes away all of their freedoms through all of those laws and regulations. And it's, and micromanagement, really. And so where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Anytime you go towards God, there's always going to be an outline for structure. But within that structure, you have the very most freedom possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of common sense, people ought to be embracing the less laws for the most freedom, you know?
Well, you would think, but It is just like the Bible says, they are given over to strong delusions.
Right.
Right. And this is where you have so-called social justice warriors, Black Lives Matter, for example, marching with their arms locked with Muslims.
Yes.
Fighting against America, down
right.
with America, down with this system, where they're assisting, and it is for equality for women. Right. Equality
yeah.
for homosexuals,
right.
equality for transgenders. And they're waving the banners of the Palestinian Liberation Organization and allying themselves with Muslims who are you know, they are not only calling for, but actively killing all of these groups, oppressing women
yep.
around the world. And so it's a very strange thing. The thing that they claim that they are, you know, aligning themselves with is destructive,
yep,
by its very nature. And they will destroy the one system that is the most tolerant of, you know, women's rights or freedom of religion, to freedom to worship other religions and things like that,
right,
you know, under a Christian republic.
Right.
So it is. I think it really comes down to that. They're given over to strong delusion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a veil. The veil is still over their eyes, and God lets them remain that way. It's almost, and towards the end, he said, and towards the end, he's going to make it even harder for them to escape that delusion. If they've chosen it all the way up to the end,
oh, yeah,
he's going to make it so that strong delusion will win out without a doubt.
Exactly. You want it that bad? I'm going to make it a tarry pit.
Yep.
That you can't get out of.
That's right.
You know, let's if we're going to do that, let's go all the way.
Yep.
Let's how's that sound?
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're seeing with that, but of course we get pulled into that, unfortunately. Now, let's get to the Word of God, and then before we break, let's not forget to mention the letter. Maybe we'll cover it in segment two. The letter that you mentioned, that you read in your speech Saturday,
right,
that is now posted at radiofreeredout.com for folks.
Yep.
So we'll explain that too, but
okay,
just as a reminder. So the word of the day.
The word of the day today for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, which read, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." And that is so wonderful, because that applies to our whole past week all over the place. I mean,
yeah,
all over,
yeah,
the place. And where be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. We had some really great success in our personal lives this last week, where we were able to reconcile with old friends that, you know, there was a hatchet that needed to be buried. And so it was an excellent, very productive thing where,
yep,
where we've all been waiting for this to happen. And so, you know, there were repentances, there's forgiveness asked for, and there was forgiveness given. And everybody felt better afterwards.
Yep.
And, it was such a huge, huge amount of progress. And it's just nice to have that resolved. And, you know, we forgive others the way we want God to forgive us.
Right.
And, you know, so that right there, that's weighty. That's,
yeah,
very weighty. And he says, you know, God says, you know, if you have any problem with anybody, if you have any problem with any brother, you go and resolve that problem before you come to me asking,
that's
for,
right,
prayers.
That's right.
Because he wants you to resolve that and then, you know, forgive, because he tells us to treat others the way we want to be treated. And that includes forgive them the way we want God to forgive us. And there's just great relief in all of it. And so I could just imagine, you know, that would bring a smile to God. You,
yeah,
know, those,
oh, absolutely,
those are the things,
does,
that are,
yeah,
those are the things that are pleasing to God. So I could just imagine. And turning back, you know, where it says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you." And no kidding, those are not the fruits of the Spirit. Those are the fruits of the flesh.
Yeah.
And so you try to adhere to the fruits of the Spirit instead,
yes,
you know, and by choice,
yep,
as often as possible, you know. And so, yeah, so I don't know, it's just those are scriptures that actually have meaning and actual application in our life, even in the last week. So we're happy about
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, and it was done properly. And I know that there are a lot of folks out there that are struggling with the same thing. They have people,
oh, yeah,
that are
family issues,
were close to them,
yep,
or loved ones, friends,
yep,
or just a, you know, compatriots, you know, that something hurtful happens, and you know, you've lost that relationship, the trust, the you know, what you had, And so there's a biblical way of reconciling and going through that. And this, right. this is a really great scripture for that. Now, this is talking about Christians interacting with other Christians.
Right.
You know, there's obviously times when we're called to be bold, courageous, in your face, you know.
And fighting the enemy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oppressive, you know, when somebody's trying to get some type of vile curriculum in your child's school to expose your children to, you know, a sexual deviancy, that's not the time to be all nice and...
Right.
Right. I mean, exactly, you are assertive, you're fearless, you're bold, you're not taking it, you're not being nice about it.
Right.
So there's a obviously it takes discernment, you know, how to apply, because there have been Christians who have been engaged with the adversary and they'll even have other Christians try to temper them. Oh, you're supposed to be nice, you right. know, or
which is a misunderstanding of the biblical text, because right. there are certain situations that you are required to be kind and compassionate, and there are other situations where you're required to be like David and Goliath or Phinehas.
Right. Yes.
You know, where Phinehas, he jumped right up. You
and
know?
What determines how you act in any given situation, it comes down to discernment.
Exactly.
And that's why you have to be able to have that discernment. So you got to be able to, you have to pray for that discernment.
Well, and especially when you're trying to win over souls for the kingdom, that is not when you're bringing wrath.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? It's when you're trying to win over souls for the kingdom, that's when you want to be showing them what love looks like, because that's God, and that's who is right. inviting them into the kingdom is the God who defines himself as love.
Right.
And so by that measure, absolutely. But now you know, you've got your David and Goliath situation. You're not there to win him over.
Right.
You're there to get rid of the enemy that is, you know, who's pretty much slandering God right in front of you.
Right. And threatening your brothers.
Yep. You know, that's right.
Threatening to kill them and destroy your nation.
Yep. That's right. Yeah,
calling for the destruction of your people. So, all right. Well, very good. This is good stuff. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about that letter. And then we've got the next installment of The Art of War. We want to make sure we get to.
That's right.
So excited about that. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage at your home or your business or your vehicle, your firearms, customized professional training, and that's Strategic Self-Defense. The website is strategicself-defense.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Yes, the communists have planned for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others. Don't think for a minute their program is on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. When you see where the Reds have grabbed a new slice of territory here or a whole nation there, well, don't tranquilize yourself with the thought that this will satisfy them. Every move they make, every piece of ground they gobble up, every labor union, every government agency, every local organization they infiltrate in this country is just one more step towards their main goal, which is America and you.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you have ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. MinutemenCoffee.com.
Welcome back. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we are coming at you out of Spokane through Liberty Broadcasting, Liberty Broadcasting Systems, which is a affiliate of the American Christian Network. I think it's ACN. I think I said American Christian Radio Network last week. That's not completely accurate.
Strike one.
Yep, that's right. Well, I'm starting fresh, clean slate. That was last week.
Okay, right? So, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, see, you did good. Only one strike last week.
I know. I needed the weekend, right, to recover. Okay, so segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. That's the podcast to help you take your preparations to the next level, which is really important, especially for what's coming. I think we're the cyber attack that I mentioned last night on the Sunday night podcast. I also mentioned that in my speech on Saturday. But I think that's what we really need to be thinking of. You know, so perhaps food supply, food.
Yes, supplies. Definitely food, water, food and water supplies. Make sure you've got your water source secured.
Absolutely. Those are going to be biggies. Some of the economic stuff, protect your stuff. But anyway, sidebar there. So you wrote a letter that's posted on Radio Free Readout, so we don't need to read it.
Right.
It was in your speech. And then we'll get the audio for that speech and we'll get it uploaded as well. I think that's excellent.
Okay. Yeah, that was that speech I gave is titled 444.
Yes, that's right. But the letter that you wrote, it's bankrupting. It is, let's see.
It's a strategic way to bankrupt the Republican Party for failing to uphold President Trump and for failing to do anything about the fraudulent election on his behalf.
They're responsible. The Republican Party, the National Republican Party, has taken in $350 million.
Plus. Yeah.
Over that.
Yeah.
And most all of that is largely due to President Trump. He has driven people to get behind him and support him by sending money to the Republican Party, who essentially, with only a exception of a small few handful of people, have thrown him under the bus. You know, the several senator, I think it was Senator Hawley, H A W L.
That's right, and then Gates,
Gates,
Gates or Getz, one of
the two. Yeah, he stood strong. I mean, there are a few. Other than that, they've done nothing to support Trump. They've done nothing to overthrow this coup. Even as we pointed out last week, the two senators from Idaho have gone on record as confirming voting for these candidates for this regime's picks for their cabinet, secretary of this, secretary of that. And they're like, I vote aye.
Yep.
This is an illegitimate regime. Should not even be here. They should be challenging it. They should be throwing sticks in the spokes of this machine every turn.
Yep.
Every opportunity. You should not sit there and just agree to anything without a fight, without a whimper, or anything, just to give them a free pass.
Right. And the only reason, the only purpose it would serve for them to do that would be is if they were actually there weren't two sides at all. If there was only one side, the Communist Party, and they still wanted it to be the ruse of two parties, right? Where they don't want everyone to be on to the fact that there is only one party, and it'll keep everybody busy with their little two-party arguments and stuff all the time if they're not aware that that other party is designed to capitulate every single time.
Absolutely. So go check out this letter. It's its own posting. It's at radiofreeredoubt.com, referencing the Republic, bankrupting the Republican Party as part of a strategy. It is brilliant, and it is, I think, the only thing that we have left, the only peaceful measure that we have left for if we truly want to have another fair election in this country again.
Yeah.
We're done.
The other side of the bankrupting of this rhino Republican Party is that Trump has it all set up to where he says, quit giving your dollars to this fraudulent supporting rhino Republican Party and send it to his website, where he will take those funds and support the American supporting candidates.
Exactly. They're going to, so to put money toward campaigning against those that are hostile, that are calling themselves Republicans, but they're not, and to put money behind those that are campaigning to get those people in there
that are the good people.
And in the same time, to fight the fight to get rid of these machines, to overturn this mail-in voting, to reinstitute voter law. That's where this money should be going.
Yep.
That's the call for the Republican Party. with this money to put that money into doing everything they can to fight against all of these things that led to the coup.
That's right. And so we're encouraging everyone to get a copy of this letter off of RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Send it to your county Republican Party heads, right, the chair and vice chair, and also to your the head of the state in your Republican Party.
Yep.
Send these letters in mass because they need to be aware that they're not getting another dollar from us.
Yep.
Because they have facilitated throwing America under the bus to this communist regime.
Right. So we made it so you could just copy and paste it right off of there, add your own name to the bottom of it, and just send it if you want. You can add your own words or whatever you'd like to as well, but anyway, just try to make it as simple for you as possible.
And this is super, super important in the strategy and helping Trump. So,
absolutely.
Especially if we ever want to see another real election again where what we have voted actually counts.
Yep.
And so getting into our next version of The Art of War, our next episode of The Art of War.
Next installment.
Yes, the installment. Now, we covered briefly the first four of laying the plans, and to just go over that briefly again, the first one, Sun Tzu said, is the art of war is of vital importance to the state. It's a matter of life and death, a road either to safety or to ruin. Hence, it is a subject of inquiry which can on no account be neglected. And the art of war then is governed by five constant factors to be taken into account in one's deliberations when seeking to determine the conditions obtaining in the field. And these five constant factors are 1, the moral law, 2, heaven, 3, earth, 4, the commander, 5, method and discipline.
Yep.
The moral law causes people to be in complete accord with their ruler so that they will follow him regardless of their lives, undismayed by any danger. And that's also supportive in the Bible saying, be of good courage, be not, you know, don't be afraid. And so then the seventh tenet in this laying of plans is heaven signifies night and day, cold and heat, times and seasons. And 8, earth comprises distances, great and small, danger and security, open ground and narrow passes, the chances of life and death. 9, the commander stands for the virtues of wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness. And by method and discipline are to be understood the marshaling of the army in its proper subdivisions, the graduations of rank among the officers, the maintenance of roads by which supplies may reach the army, and the control of military expenditure. And so we'll get into the rest of these later this week and go from there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we're out of time. That's excellent. Thank you, Lady Liberty, for bringing that to us once again, and we'll see you all tomorrow morning. You have a safe and blessed day. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt.
That's right. Have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.